Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Happy Tuesday, 6:08 in the morning. Going to be another gorgeous day with a high of 72 degrees. And I see an 80 degree popping up as a high for this weekend.
Yes. Hey, kill me.
Oof. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
I'm going to turn on the AC now so I don't melt.
You don't have AC, bro.
Well, I mean, I have a fan.
Well, okay. Well, that's very different than AC.
I turn on the ceiling fan and open the freezer door.
It's like when I used to have AC in my car. 60 miles an hour, windows down.
That's right. Yeah.
Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, Producer Brad.
Good morning.
Had another episode of Producer Brad walking the hallways while his eyes are closed.
So weird.
I'm tired.
He was resting one eye and he goes, I'm trying to take a nap. I'm like, it's not how it works.
It's dangerous. Watch out.
That's so hilarious. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. All right, you be the judge this morning. Was our homie Brian... Oh, Chelsea, I can't wait to hear what you had to say about this.
Okay.
Was our homie Brian stalking a celebrity or just ran into her three times in one day by accident?
Oh, Lord. What'd you do?
No, I'm pretty sure Lisa Vanderpump has a restraining order out of my girlfriend and I right now. This is a huge city. This is insane what happened. So yesterday, my girlfriend and I were going to go to Disneyland, and then at the last second, we decided to go to the beach. So, but come on. I mean, it's a beautiful day, actually. Uh-huh. Yesterday was amazing.
It was.
And she's never been to Malibu. And in fact, I come to think of it, I guess I've never been to Malibu either.
No way. Really?
What I thought was Malibu was like, just like right when you get to a sign that says, welcome to Malibu. Just like a gas station.
Just 5 steps north of Santa Monica. You're like, oh, Malibu, nice.
For real, I didn't know. Like, I did not know we went to Nobu, like this really nice sushi place, because we felt like getting one appetizer and 2 drinks for $100. But anyways, on the beach, gorgeous. Like, you pay for the view, you pay for the ambiance.
Right.
And we're leaving, and we're like, oh man, we didn't have to sit at a table. We could have sat at this little, they have like an outdoor little courtyard. We could have sat there for a drink. So I'm like, this is way cheaper. So I'm like, yeah, let's just have a drink out here, you know, and just chill.
This is way cheaper.
I feel bad sitting at a table, right?
You could also gone to Johnny Rockets at Huntington Beach, bro, for $20.
I could have told my girlfriend that gas station I thought was Malibu was in fact Malibu. Instead, we kept driving. So we're sitting there. And mind you, we've seen Lisa Vanderpump before when I first moved here. She told my girlfriend that my girlfriend was so pretty she deserved Valentine's Day twice. And I was like, all right, easy, Lisa. We were in front of Lisa's restaurant in Beverly Hills.
And your girlfriend's a huge fan, right?
Like, yeah, she
watches
loves
all the shows and
Bravo.
Stuff. Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules. She loves Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and stuff. And so we're sitting there and I'm like, babe, Lisa Vanderpump is right behind you. Whoa. She turns around and Jessica goes, Lisa!
Like, they're homies
from
back in the day.
And she goes, hey! And she's carrying her little dog, Jiggy. Right. And they're walking, and he's got a little suit on.
Do you think she remembered?
She's just good at playing.
Yeah,
like she knows,
yeah.
Right?
Of course.
So she starts, like, Jess is petting the dog. She's like, oh, it's good to see you. She's like, good to see you. And they walk off, and Jess is like, we're totally best friends now. Like, as a joke, right? So, like, an hour and a half later, we're meandering through Brentwood, all these different, like, towns and stuff that we'll never have a house in. But anyways, you know, like, just showing them to her. And we're meandering through. We're like, hey, let's go to the Beverly Hills Hotel. Like, that old school hotel with all the bungalows. It's super cool. Let's go grab a drink there because we're not done buying overpriced drinks yet.
So you're on a mission to go broke in one day.
Exactly. Nice. Just trying to, you know, I'm trying to show her all these fun neighborhoods. We go, who's sitting in the restaurant?
Oh, my
God. Lisa and Ken are sitting in the restaurant, right? And so Jessica goes like, hey. And she goes, oh, my gosh, this is random. And, and Lisa looks at us like, why are you, really? This is strange.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Because these two places are nowhere near each other. Like 40 minutes apart, like driving, and we left not at the same time. This is when I think this restraining order is coming.
Oh, snap.
About an hour and a half later, we're driving down Sunset Boulevard the other direction, and I go, dang, look at that brand new white Rolls Royce. And Jess is like, wow, that's a nice car. We pull up to the stoplight because I want to see who's in it. It's Lisa and Ken Vanderpump.
Oh my gosh. Man. Did you guys say hi again?
I waved to them, and the look on their face said, like, because now we're in the car and they're like, we saw him at two restaurants and now we're seeing him on the street. And then they immediately took a right turn and went down towards Beverly
Hills. Not even every time your girlfriend comes in town, you guys always go to one of her restaurants. That's not an option this trip.
Like,
you can't, but I'm saying, in the net, like, while she's here, because I feel like that
we were going to go to Tom Tom. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't go to Tom Tom.
Just be honest, bro. You're trying to take Jax's place in Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I turn my life upside down with one of those TV shows.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
So we just got an awesome text, and I got to give a shout out to Reina from Compton. Thank you so much for texting us at 877-971-HITS. It just popped in. It says, I was going through some really hard times for a while, so I just kind of stopped listening to radio stations, just music in general. The last I turned it back on and kept changing the stations, station. One day I came across you guys and said, damn, these guys are great. I'm in love with the three homies, brown skin and white skin together. God bless you guys and everyone that works with you. Thank you for what you do in the morning.
I appreciate you called me white skin, not pale.
You're straight up, dog, because you went to the beach yesterday.
That's right. And I walked that LA marathon the other day, so I got at least a little farmer tan going.
Reina, appreciate that, man. We're proud of being a diverse show for sure, representing SoCal out here, all right? All right, so Apple had a huge event yesterday, and to break it down in a little summary, we got producer Brad, Mr. Tech himself, breaking it down for us, man. So what does it mean to us, man? Break it down in like terms that we can understand.
Yeah, it means that the Apple that revolutionized phones and invented 10,000 songs in your pocket is dead as of yesterday.
Wow, it's giving up its fight against Google and Samsung.
It's dead. This company should file for bankruptcy. But yesterday's announcement had three big things.
It starts a little negative.
Also, you gave us absolutely no evidence for what you're talking about.
Three big things. The three big things they announced yesterday, they got Apple TV Plus, which is basically Netflix, but by Apple. And then they've got News Plus, which is a paid version of the news app you already have on your iPhone. So they've added two subscription services. No word on what the Apple TV price will be, but now you can start paying them monthly instead of just every year when they release a
Brad, right now sounds like the first guy that said Amazon Prime wouldn't work. Oh, now Amazon just started. You could pay for a service, and then look what they do. I don't think they're not going to swallow us.
Also, the Apple Card will be a thing. The Apple Card promises no fees and cash back. It's just like any other credit card, but it's made of titanium, so you can slam it down. It
sounds like the guy who does our weather.
Wow. Reina's like, y'all appreciate the positivity. Thanks for texting in, Reina.
So basically, Apple's coming after Netflix and Amazon. Yeah, so there's a really good way to get to the end of that.
And they're coming after like Wall Street Journal, stuff like that too, with their news. And they'll do original programming with Apple TV. And they had Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, people on site there.
They're going to be producing those shows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. All right. I'm down with that. More shows. More work.
But also another subscription to pay each month. Yep. That's what I was thinking of. I was just looking at my account the other day, and I'm like, man, $10.99, $15.99, Hulu, Netflix.
Yeah,
now,
I was
going
to ask. So think of all the streaming services to watch TV or movies that you have. Chelsea, go ahead and just list them.
Well, I'm pretty much just Hulu and Netflix.
Okay.
You got Amazon.
And then do you do cable or anything like that?
No.
Okay, Brian?
You do Sling, Amazon. I mean, there's all sorts of them right now. I just see here's the thing with Apple. Apple already has a leg up on all of them because their device is in half the people's pockets on this planet. So it's like, I get it that it is a subscription service. They're going to have to fight with people. But ultimately, you know who wins in this? Apple. Apple always wins.
There it is. Now going into our dammy dumb story of the day to line things up for you.
Dammy dumb.
Brian, take it away.
Brad opens the story with, the company you love is dead.
What?
Jeez.
This was coming out of New Jersey. A 19-year-old Jonathan Gualpa decided he wanted to go to Six Flags in Jersey, the Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, Jersey. So he stole a New York City taxi cab to do it because, man, trains suck when there's a line and it's rush hour. So he decided to head out towards Jersey. Now the NYPD didn't have to do much because cabs are all tracked. So they just kind of watched it, where it was going. They found it parked somewhere near the park, and they found Jonathan sleeping in the back seat of the car. So they arrested him. He said he just wanted to go to the park. The bad news is the park was closed anyway.
Yeah, he dumb.
It's closed during the winter.
Mm-hmm. Which, I can relate to going to the park when you find out it's closed, not stealing a cab. I remember my freshman year at Laverne, I had a bunch of friends come in from Seattle, and I was like, we're going to Six Flags!
It's gonna be epic!
We got up early, we beat rush hour on the way up to Valencia, get there, they were closed on that month. Like that, it was like a Monday, damn, they were closed during that, it was like an off season for them.
Yeah.
And the worst part is that then we had to sit in rush hour traffic on the way back down from Valencia all the way to Laverne, because there's nothing to do in Valencia at 7 a.m. if Six Flags is closed.
Before Chelsea answers yes or no, Brian, do you think Chelsea's ever been to Six Flags in Valencia?
Oh, no.
No way? It's too far outside of Hollywood and Malibu?
A lot of people don't know where Valencia is.
Chelsea, have you been to Six Flags?
3 times.
Whoa! Major upset.
Yes.
Faith.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
There has been an avocado recall for California-grown and packaged avocados. It was just announced. The company is Henry Avocado. It says you should look for stickers that say Bravocado on your avocado. Also, organic or California stickers on it.
Oh.
Those are the ones that have been recalled, and it's not a good look. Nobody's been ill because of this yet, but there's possible listeria contamination.
Is that bad? It sounds like mouthwash.
Listeria. I know. They taste like mint, FYI.
Minty avocados.
Not a good look right there, so make sure your avocados are from elsewhere. A lot of avocados from Mexico. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying?
I've never actually looked at... I'm too busy looking for an avocado that... Because avocados are one of those things where, like, if you don't pick the right one...
Oh, yeah.
They go from, like, not ripe to rotten and gross in, like, in like 36 hours. So I never look at the stickers. I just, like... I like, squeeze them like I know what I'm looking for. Just
kinda,
like, the right amount of squish.
I admire people that actually know what they're doing when they're squeezing that, or, like... Or you see it in a produce area and people are, like, hitting watermelons. Oh, this is a good one right here, for sure. You know, it makes that sound. They're like... And then you go try to do it. You're like, I have no idea.
I
look like an idiot. Like I'm spanking a watermelon right now.
I like to say I know how to pick out a good avocado.
Yeah, just break it down, please.
I mean, obviously it has to be like a certain amount of squish. But then also, my mom taught me this. If you peel off like the top part, like the little, what would it
stem?
Be? Like stem nugget thing. You peel it off. You can tell if it's like green or if it's like brown.
And if it's brown, which is not good.
Yeah.
Do you just leave it there? For somebody else to get?
That's not my problem.
Hold up. She's saying Nancy Briggs just goes through the avocado aisle just ruining avocados. Not this one.
It's just like you couldn't even tell. It's like the little stem that you peel off. Whatever.
Let me help out your mom. She's letting other people know, don't grab that one.
Exactly.
Sometimes I just cut into the side of them with a knife real quick. And then
just leave a bite out of them. And then if it's no good, I leave it there.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
The Chelsea Report.
So, toy company Mattel finally revealed what the BTS dolls look like, and the fan reaction is simply meh. Simply meh.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so, the BTS Army, who we all know are very dedicated and very passionate, have definitely been vocal about their very honest opinions on social media. And from what I saw, it's even been more negative than positive. So, the main complaints with the dolls is that their facial features, saying that they all kind of look alike.
Mm.
They also...
they're dolls. It's hard to make. It's really hard to do, to mass produce something that looks super specific.
Okay, but if they were going to get one thing right, you think it would be the hair, that is
all
the
right,
thing
that's unexcusable.
That they definitely got wrong, that fans are very upset with. The one positive, their outfits, their outfits are on point. Some fans were saying they're like, it seems like they spent way too much time in the outfits, which, by the way, are on point, but they're basically a direct copy of their colorful Idol music video outfits.
You know whose job you don't want to have this morning? Is Mattel's social media manager.
That's
Your
mentions are on fire right now.
It's a lot.
I mean, they had to know there were any backlash on the doll faces, right? Like, no one can make a wax statue or a statue of... Mm. Anytime a statue comes out and you go and they unveil it on social media, they're like, God, it looks nothing like the person.
Let me just say this, man. I don't know if you guys have seen my homie, Rob the Original. He's a barber, and he's just an artist. But he started doing these haircuts where he shaves into people's back of their head, like, portraits of, like, Tupac and Snoop Dogg, and uses people's actual hair to have like Tupac's look or Snoop Dogg's hairstyle. And it looks perfectly exactly like that.
Wow.
So if he can do it, Mattel could
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, Mattel. And that's the thing. I think Mattel literally unveiled them. They're like, they're going to be so happy, the BTS army. And like, they're just not. So
you
I think that that's what's fun, interesting
just
about
the
it.
The modern haircut equivalent of, we can send a spaceship to the moon, but we can't get a cell phone to get reception.
Yo, it's wild. Check out his Instagram. It's Rob the Original, man. He's crazy talented, for real.
All right, back to BTS. Okay?
I'm just saying. Come on. Let me show you this. Look at this. Look at this Tupac right here.
That's
Chels.
That's
pretty awesome,
it's
man.
Cool.
That's good, yeah. He's viral already.
Yeah, there you go.
That should be, one of us loses a bet, again, we should have to get somebody's head shaved into the back of our head.
I'll hit him up.
So Alex Rodriguez, a.k.a. A-Rod, has been accused of cheating on Jennifer Lopez yet again, and this time it's with a Playboy model.
Ooh.
So her name is Zoe Gregory, and she's saying that A-Rod propositioned her for a threesome a few weeks before proposing to J-Lo in early March.
So who else was included in the threesome?
We don't know.
Because is that cheating?
Could be a good homie right
there. Oh, man.
If J-Lo's included and she's
bucket list.
I don't think this girl would be coming. No, because listen, I see where you're going with this, but the girl also claims that he's been texting her since December of last year, and she claims he even sent her pics of his junk and asked for videos of her in return. Her quote was that she said is, while getting ready to marry her, he was asking me for sex videos, demanding we hook up and asking me to make arrangements with other girls. If he's doing this right up until the point he's proposing to her, it's just not fair. Yo. So she's taking J-Lo's side in the whole thing.
I looked into this Zoe Gregory lady.
You did?
Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Really?
Did. I did. I had to. Research. She's a playmate. Had to do some due diligence here. Also, this girl's been getting catfished by guys saying he was Alex Rodriguez. There's no way Alex Rodriguez would, like, it's just not going to happen. Like,
wait, why though?
Well, because J-Lo blows her out of the water in every facet of life. But what I'm saying is that J-Lo's not sending somebody is, like, he's not stupid.
Yeah.
I just think that this girl's been getting catfished by a guy who's been like, I'm Alex Rodriguez.
Exactly. I just really hope this one works out, yeah, because she's about to have more rings than Brady, and that's not a good look.
Yeah, absolutely. Lastly, the record for the longest Marvel movie is about to be broken. This is crazy. It's been revealed that Avengers Endgame, which is this last movie that everyone's hyping about, it clocks in at 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Good Lord. You need to ask vacation time to watch that movie.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So there you go. That's that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. Right. Well, I was getting the rap sign, so I thought I had to go.
Let's go. We're talking too long about Rob the Original.
And getting catfished by fake A-Rods.
Anyways, that movie comes out April 26th, so get excited for that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. We have some breaking tacos news.
Tacos on my mind. Tacos on my mind. I want tacos all the damn time. With my mind. Lots of tacos and the tacos on my mind. I want tacos all the damn time.
So it's just announced that Tacotopia will be hitting up LA on May 24th. They don't know the location just yet. For more info, you can visit atacotopia.com. I like it, but I don't love it. And I'll break it down to you. And Brian's already giving me a look. He's going to try to explain otherwise. That's fine, bro. But let me explain what it is. Tacotopia features more than 20 taco-themed displays where you can play and take pictures to increase your likes on Instagram. For example, Chelsea, do you see yourself taking pictures here? You're an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and lay inside a huge taco and be taco meat with your friends, sitting on an avocado lounge seat. You could also take pictures in front of a sign that says, cloudy with a chance of tacos. You could also stand in front of a neon sign that's lit up that says, I'm a guac star.
Wow. Extra.
That's pretty funny right there, though.
And even jump on a taco teeter-totter. All good, right? That sounds cool. What else? Yeah. But I've been reading everywhere I can, and they're not going to have tacos for you to eat. What's the point of doing a Tacotopia if you don't have tacos to eat? There should be tacos al pastor everywhere you look. Just steaks stack on top of each other with a pineapple on top, getting cut right there with some handmade tortillas. My mouth is watering.
I mean, here's the thing. They're dodging the biggest bullet they could ever dodge because nobody doesn't have an opinion on tacos. right? Like, if you're Tacotopia and you spend all this money on all these Instagrammy backgrounds and all this stuff, one, you're coming to LA. They've been to Austin, Texas, places that are familiar with tacos. You're going to walk right into Tacotopia, take one bite, and be like, these are trash. These tacos are awful. They just want you to take fun pictures. There'll be taco trucks outside, I'm assuming.
Will there? Los Angeles!
There's taco trucks everywhere!
If you're trying to be Tacotopia, like, you should present the best tacos.
Chelsea, this is made by white people.
Local vendors. If you're taking that title, like, I'm upset.
Like, Tacos El Venado should be there.
They probably will be.
My homie Gabriel from Tacos Way should be there representing.
Put it out,
you know,
right now. Taco places. Go sit out in front of Tacotopia. The point is that this is just for extra Instagrammy folks. We can go jump in a big foam bowl of guacamole. The last thing they're going to do is, look, if you go on Twitter right now and you look up Tacotopia, everyone is tweeting about how much fun they had at Tacotopia. You know what they're not tweeting? About how bad the tacos were at Tacotopia, because Edgar.
Those people are fake taco lovers.
You're a taco connoisseur.
Exactly, Brian.
Taco connoisseur. If you walked in to their El Pastor exhibit at Tacotopia, you would literally walk right out and go to Tacos El Venado up on Victory and be like, I'm never going back to that Tacotopia again.
Anyways, that's why I just like it, but I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your breaking tacos news for today.
Go send a big-ass avocado. You'll be fine.
Not impressed, right, Chelsea?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go.
Right. Bro, first of all, Chelsea's the only one. Chelsea's out of all of us. Chelsea's the one who would actually take it down on Instagram, and it would be worth her while. The rest of us would look like morons.
All right, guys. Coming up next, around 7:20, we'll let you know how you can win 4 tickets to go to the advanced screening of Shazam superhero movie. Super dope. Stay tuned. Hang tight.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to the advanced screening of the movie Shazam by playing as Brian, Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids' trivia game. 3 questions. 30 seconds to answer. Brian will not be exposed to the first 3 questions. He'll step out and then come back and try to answer the same 3. He has yet to win.
Come close a few times, though, kids.
You have, bro.
Don't get cocky.
We got Jenny from Simi Valley on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, they sound confident, Brian. You're going down, bro. Jenny, please introduce us to your awesome kids.
I have Delilah and Josiah, who we go by JoJo back here.
JoJo!
Delilah okay. And JoJo sounds like a band.
What's up? How old is Delilah and Josiah?
Delilah is 7 and Josiah is 5.
All right, JoJo. Delilah, why do you believe you and your bro are going to beat Brian?
Because he's dumb.
Plain and simple. Right to the point. Sorry about that, Brian.
Hey,
wow.
I'm always up for a good roast joke.
That one hurt me, bro. I apologize on behalf of...
Your face got so sad.
I apologize on behalf of JoJo.
Hey, man.
I know. I'm proud of her. Good job. Speak your truth.
She got me good.
I think I'm so frightened because, I have a 2-year-old that's starting to speak more and more, so I think I saw a glimpse of my future.
You're about 2 years away from dumb.
Damn, you dumb, Deb. All right, Brian is stepping outside of the studio right now. You won't be able to hear these 3 questions. All right, Delilah and Josiah, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. And the question is, from the movie Toy Story, name Woody's best toy friend.
Buzz.
Okay. Number 2, name one of the PJ masks.
Catboy.
Catboy. Number 3, who is the smartest person in your family?
My mom.
All right,
there it is. There you go.
Woo!
Okay.
Yo, Brian. That was quick, bro. That was like 15 seconds right there, man.
I feel like she wasn't messing around.
Oh, no. Delilah's no joke.
JoJo, did you get in on this or what?
Yeah.
Josiah's like, yeah. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. Same 3 questions. Brian, from the movie Toy Story, name Woody's best toy friend.
Buzz Lightyear.
Number 2, name one of the PJ masks.
The what mask?
PJ masks.
Come on.
Ski mask. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell those are.
Number 3, we asked JoJo, the crew, who's the smartest person in their family? What was their answer?
Oh, they said their mom for sure.
Yeah?
100%. They're smart. They know who's driving them to school right now.
All right, time's up. All right, here we go. Let's go through the 3 questions. Number 1, from the movie Toy Story, name Woody's best toy friend. Brian, you said?
Buzz Lightyear.
They also said that. That is correct.
Ooh. It's the only other person I know in Toy Story.
Number 2, Name one of the PJ masks. Brian, you said?
I said ski mask.
Wrong. They said Catboy. Surprisingly, they are correct, and you're
crazy. Not. Crazy. I mean, it's not a bank robbery show?
Number three, who's the smartest person in their family? Brian, you said?
I feel like Delilah's sass means that she's going to say her mom, because she's smart.
Yes, they said their mom.
Nailed it!
Wow. They beat you, though, 3-2.
I'll take the 2 points.
JoJo, you guys are the winners!
Good job!
So I'm not dumb. I'm just a little dumber.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whatever.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Wish you all the best at school today, all right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so cute right there. Team JoJo all the way.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Shout out to all my fellow Dodger fans. Opening day is going down this Thursday. Going to be sunny, 70 degrees at Chavez Ravine. Dodger Stadium going down at 1 p.m. versus the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, actually, they played versus the Angels in spring training and won 8-7. Some new food, though, going down to Dodger Stadium. See if you guys approve. You can try the Monster 16 and a half inch going yard sausage.
What?
No manches, bro.
Who doesn't want to try to take 16 and a half inches of sausage?
Sounds like a heartburn for sure.
We'll leave that right there. Also,
you don't get to throw it out there for that.
Try a new pineapple stuffed Dodger sausage. Really on the sausage game this year.
Wow.
And the vegan life, Chelsea.
What? I'm here. I'm all yours.
They're going to be offering a
18-inch vegan sausage. Do you want it, Chelsea?
It's a lot to handle. It's a lot.
Even for the vegan life, you won't take it?
It's a lot to handle.
They're going
to
be offering a Beyond Meat burger.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Beyond Meat is incredible. My parents are vegan, and they like live by the Beyond Burger. It's so good.
Do you know what it's made out of?
It's like soy.
Yeah.
Stuff.
No, the answer is no.
Is that soy? Is it not soy?
I don't know. Oh, I'm asking you. You're the expert.
It's like soy beans.
Does it look like I eat?
It's pea protein.
Plant-based?
Ooh. That made the 16-inch sausage sound less creepy. Pea proteins.
Then there's that.
The Chelsea Report.
So Cardi B went on Instagram Live to slam her haters who say she doesn't deserve the success she has. And she went a little too crazy, though. She started out kind of talking about how she plans to write a book about all the messed up stuff she's done.
I wasn't a Disney Channel star. I wasn't a nun. I wasn't a saint. I'm a good-hearted person, but I have done f***ed up shit. And y'all don't gotta worry about it. Y'all don't gotta tell my story. Y'all wanna know why y'all don't gotta tell my story? Because I'm gonna write a book about my life.
So then she gets really worked up, and in a part of this live that you really can't understand her because she's just kind of yelling things. Yeah. She basically says, she admits that she used to drug and rob men in order to make ends meet. Pretty shocking.
There it is. Well, it is shocking if you just came aboard the Cardi B wagon after she came out with I Like It with Bruno Mars. Oh my gosh, she's such a good artist, Cardi B. I love it. But she came up on the streets. Not that that makes it right. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, it's still a crime.
She was a stripper. Maybe men were legit paying for her to come home or whatever. Maybe you never know. And she did stuff like this, shady stuff.
Well, what I think's shocking about it is that she's fully admitting it. When she has, like, she's like a brand deal with Pepsi. She has all these, like, insane brand deals that, like, could be at risk for her admitting something like that. Well, that, to me, is what's shocking about
it. The thing about it is that these people that she drugged and robbed are human beings who probably, I don't know, maybe could find out by seeing her admit to it, like, oh my God, that lady drugged and raped, drugged and robbed me.
Clear that up.
Robbed. Is it robbed?
Cardi's going to come after you.
Whatever. Fine, we could use the ratings boost, to be honest. No, but she's admitting to felonies, like on an Instagram rant. She needs to just settle down.
Yeah, well, because of the rant, the hashtag Surviving Cardi B started trending on Twitter, obviously a reference to the title of the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, which covered allegations that R. Kelly committed multiple acts of sexual abuse. But people were upset. I mean, they were tweeting kind of like, why aren't we going after Cardi for this? Why aren't we canceling Cardi? And, you know, of course, in perfect Cardi form, she went on and was kind of fighting with people on social media until she finally said, all right, Twitter, I'm taking a break. I'm off. And I hope she is off because the thing is, I mean, I like seeing her rants. She's great. She's entertaining. But also, like, I wish she would just Chill out, man. We love her. Like, stop getting so worked up on what people are saying about you.
Bird Box movies and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you know exactly. What I mean?
That was fun.
Because it's like, the thing with her is like, why is she fighting with seven people on the internet? Mm-hmm. She's got millions of followers.
That
like,
love her.
The people that, she's like, all these haters saying, all these haters. Yeah, if you go on Twitter and you just read the hashtags about you, you're going to go crazy. But that's not the majority.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber has been very honest about how he's going through a tough time right now. Fans are, of course, eager for new music from him and curious if he's been working on anything. So if you go to his comment section on social media, they're just questioning, when's a new album? What are you working on? And in a new post, Justin basically revealed he has no plans of releasing new music anytime soon. He basically said, look, I know you guys want a new album, and I toured my whole teenage life and early 20s, and I realized when I did that, I wasn't happy, and right. You don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. And he also went on to say, look, I'm very focused on repairing some of the deep-rooted issues so I don't fall apart and so that I can sustain this marriage and eventually be a father that I want to be.
In that statement, Chelsea also mentioned how like he wasn't giving it his all in the last mm-hmm. tour. And I remember Majestic and I actually went to one of his concerts when we were doing radio in New York for 3 years.
Yeah.
And we were said that. We're like, yo, the dude is just like going through the motions.
Burnout,
like
man.
He's just like legit mm-hmm. going through mm-hmm. the motions, didn't care whatsoever. And something I admire about like artists like Ed Sheeran is he legit takes breaks on purpose. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to take care of himself, his personal life, his health, and so on and so forth, and then comes back and does music, you know? And that's huge. So major props for Justin to being like, you know what? I need to chill for a little
bit. Enjoy your money, man.
Yeah,
right.
That dude's worth like $250 million. Why don't you just go have fun with that for a hot minute?
I love this story. So actress and Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow, she got scolded by her daughter, Apple, on social media, and it's pretty hilarious. So she basically posted a selfie of her and Apple on Instagram. It's cute. They're like on a chairlift between ski runs. Her daughter's wearing ski goggles and a helmet, and she posted this photo. Apple commented under the picture. She wrote, "Mom, we've discussed this. You may not post anything without my consent." and then it was funny because Gwyneth wrote back to her, "You can't even see your face." So it's like they're having this sort of interaction, which I just think is so relatable.
She's like, "Mom, look what happened with Dr. Dre and his daughter.
Yeah. Right?
He had to delete that post like, about USC.
You named me Apple. You never get to make a decision for me again."
True that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the Radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What things about your culture do others don't understand sometimes? You see yourself, explain yourself at work or with your friends. I bring this up because there's something that, as Latinos, my wife and I have to do for 40 days and 40 nights after she gave birth to our daughter 2 weeks ago. And it's because of our culture. And Brian and Chelsea, when I brought this up, la cuarentena, you guys were both like, "Excuse me?"
Mm-hmm.
You're like, "What?" And basically, it's that for 40 days and 40 nights, she's on lockdown at the house. She can't pick up anything that's heavy. She really can't go outside. And if she does, she's got to cover up like she's going out to a blizzard. And it's all because of her parents and even my parents saying, you don't want, quote, que te entre un aire. You don't want air to enter you. Because you'll have back pains for the rest of your life.
Air to enter you.
Que te entre aire. Exactly. Another thing, you're probably like, what the hell is that?
I mean, I can. My imagination is running wild and how.
Right? I just clenched. But basically, it comes from, allegedly, because you push so much while delivering a baby that your pores open up. And the air will enter you easily and you'll get sick and back pains for the rest of your life. And I even posted it on my Instagram, be like, yo, help me out. I'm trying to explain this to Chelsea and Brian. That's what I love about our show, that we have a diverse cultural show, you know.
I don't think Tamara had ever heard about it.
Tamara, she's like, never heard of this in the black culture. DJ Majestic, never heard of it in the Filipino culture.
No, not at all.
So, at the Vanessa on Instagram wrote, vas agarrar aire, you're going to get an enter air, is all I heard from my family after giving birth. I was also told to put pieces of cotton in my ears to avoid the air entering that way.
Whoa, just that's
cruising
crazy.
Around.
Never heard air be looked at as so evil. So you just survive.
At Alma G 0808 said, this is real. If you don't follow cuarentena, which stands for like 40, you know, the rules, you get the speech from your mom. De mí te vas a acordar cuando te duela la espalda por vida. You're going to remember me for the rest of your life when you have back pains. So, listen, whether you believe it or you don't, once you do have a child, my wife is like, I don't want to be the person that doesn't follow it and ends up getting sick and my back hurting because me entró un aire.
See, it sounded like, and maybe this is the same for Chelsea, but cuarentena sounds like quarantine to
me.
So,
exactly.
For me, it sounded like you were, Janet's like locked up in the house.
In like a bubble.
Like a bubble boy.
She's like in a plastic bubble.
Right. House arrest.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, like because I've never heard of this in my life. I know that I was just trying to think in my mind, like if my girlfriend had a baby, me trying to explain to her that she can't leave the house for 40 days, she'd be like, oh no, I'm leaving. You're staying with the baby.
Yes.
I'm out. There's a happy hour down the street.
But if you think about it, it's actually pretty awesome because for 40 days and 40 nights, Janet gets to rest. Beyond obviously breastfeeding our new daughter and so on and so forth, but we all have to rally, and her parents are here visiting from Watsonville, Northern California, taking care of her and helping out around the house. And thankfully, Janet gets to work from home, but like we're all chipping in like never before, you know? And she gets to rest for 40 days and 40 nights, which is good.
Sounds nice.
So, what things?
That's not a party.
Chelsea's like, I'm gonna start doing cuarentena just cuz.
Yo, BYOB to the cuarentena.
Come in with cotton balls in my ears.
Chelsea started a new trend right there. So, what things do you have to explain about your culture to others? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Brian, what would you say something about the white culture you have to explain to others?
Well, I don't want to put this on all white folks. but I do think that there is in amongst, like, generally, I would say, amongst, like, you know, white culture, for this kind of, like, leave the house, get away from us, you turned 18, peace, kind of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember, that's all I ever heard about from my parents. It's like, can't wait till you're out of the house. Do you go somewhere? And now my brothers and I, like, we spread like birds, man. Like, my brother Killian's in Williamsburg, New York. Patrick's out here in LA, but I was in Atlanta for a long time. And I feel like my parents are just totally cool with having us at arm's length. And then I see some other cultures where everyone's all about family, family, family. Right. And I wonder, do they just hate me?
No, it's real talk, man. I was dating a white girl in high school, and every birthday, her dad would be like, well, I'm 1 year closer to getting you out of the house. And then we would laugh thinking he was joking, but homeboy was not laughing. It was like, oh, wow. And that was a culture shock for me because Latino parents want to keep you in, especially if you're a girl, till you're 40.
Yeah, my parents were excited for me to get out of the house.
Gary and Nancy throwing a party.
Well, we've heard your past stories, Chelsea.
Well,
we understand
why.
Bit of a
handful. Love me for who I am.
For my flaws, too.
Yes.
Mom. If you can't handle me on my bad days, almost, you know, hiding from the cops at 12, you don't deserve me on my good.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Break it down. What things about your culture do others not understand sometimes? What are our texts coming in with, Brian?
It's an interesting concept because in a lot of people like take pride in you know, 2 weeks after birth back in the gym on Instagram.
By like, a lot of people, you're saying white girls.
I mean, Insta models, they're of all ethnicities. Okay, I'm sure they just don't believe in quarantine.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
All right. From the 66, I did quarantine after giving birth to my daughter in mid July. All the new moms were going home from the hospital, cute summer dresses. My mom had me in sweatpants and a long sleeve hoodie. All bundled up. We got this one from the 310. Some people don't realize that with African American and Hispanic cultures, you cannot go to the grandparents' or abuelas' houses and not eat their food or whatever they cook. That's disrespectful as hell. And for the record, I'd like to say, if you go to my household, my girlfriend, and you do not eat our cheese platter we put out, our charcuterie board, furious.
Jackie from Santa Fe Springs, what things about your culture do others not understand?
So I've had to explain that instead of Santa Claus presents, we get three wise men presents on January 6th, and that we have to put a shoe out so that the three wise men know what sibling is which.
So are you Mexican?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. El 6 de enero, 6th of January, put that shoe out to get a present.
See, I'm all about, like, that get more presents, you know, as a kid. But then you lose me out, I got to leave a shoe out. Like, I'm not going to leave a good one.
No. Well,
it's like in Christmas. In white culture, you do a stocking.
Oh, okay, I guess it sounds less weird.
Yeah. You put a stocking out. Right?
I guess I never thought about how weird it is to nail a dirty sock to your fireplace.
So Jackie, we love you. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Sherry from Irvine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you. What things do you have to explain about your culture to others?
So I was just listening to you guys, and immediately I had a flashback of when I got pregnant. So I'm from India originally, and my mom was here, and I think this is something all moms and mother-in-laws do. The minute the baby is born, of course, it's the same concept with air being your enemy. Immediately, you're not supposed to get the baby out of the house for at least 2 months.
Yes.
And you're supposed to wrap it up, bundle it up like it's wintertime, even if it's in May. And the baby's ears as well are covered.
Cotton in the ears. And the air is the enemy.
In the ears.
Do you think some of this stems back from, like, you know, clearly medical technology and our awareness of viruses and things has greatly improved, but do you think over the years, like way back in history, some of these traditions are meant to keep the baby from getting colds from people? Because I guess, you would have thought, when, you know, way back in the day, you just thought air was evil. If someone coughed in your baby's face, that's some evil air. Right?
Don't be exposed to it. Exactly. But it's true, man. It could be summer. You could tell the difference between a white baby and a Latino baby, and in this case, an Indian baby, because Latino babies are wrapped up in like three tiger Mexican blankets, even though it's summer. It's like wild.
Yo, is that baby going skiing?
Yeah, exactly. Sherry, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for guys.
Bye bye. Allison from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Allison, so you come from white culture, you married a Latino, and you were culture shocked when you gave birth to your guys' baby. Break it down. What happened?
Oh my gosh, yes. I was so scared to go to family's house because I knew if I didn't bring my son over with the beanie already on, I was in big trouble, man. They were so serious. I had to have a beanie on or else that evil airman is going to put air in his head.
So funny. All I'm hearing from this is that when you have a baby, it's not your choice, man. You just don't want to piss off your parents or grandparents.
At the end of the day, that's all it is.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings, 97.1 AMP Radio.
Prepare yourself to hear this next Chelsea report. It is so shocking.
The Chelsea Report.
So we have breaking news in the Jussie Smollett case. An absolute twist. As of less than an hour ago, all criminal charges against Jussie Smollett have been dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wow.
Jussie had an emergency court appearance today where all 16 charges completely dropped. He was, of course, accused of paying two brothers to stage a racist homophobic attack on him last January. Now, as you may remember, the Chicago PD came out and there's audio of them, you know, on a bunch of morning shows, like talking about how upset they were, and these are the charges, and this is what he was possibly facing in jail time. And here's kind of some of that audio.
We were treating Mr. Smollett like a victim, so we gave him the benefit of the doubt. When we discovered the actual motive, quite frankly, it pissed everybody off. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
I'll be honest with you guys. When I saw Chicago PD doing this campaign and touring and being like on Good Morning America and things of this, I remember telling Majestic this, like, I was like, bro, that doesn't seem right. When do you see like a police department chief going on a tour, like a media tour?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're so eager.
I mean, they felt...
To bust them for something.
But
you know?
Also, Jussie himself went on that tour, too, right? So, like, the Chicago PD felt, like, insulted that he was making these claims. And then there was this whole thing, like, why can't they investigate? Where are the videos? What's happening? And they overreacted. Like, look, they're just dropping the charges that they can't prove that Jussie Smollett faked this whole thing. They can't prove that he did that. And it happened overnight, which generally... In terms of like law and like criminal justice system, if the DA decided like, yo, we got nothing, and the judge the next morning dismisses all charges, they want to seal the records, they want to expunge any record of him being arrested, which would indicate that something with the Chicago PD's investigation had nothing. And it because of all that, you know, touring and stuff, that judge felt like it was like, yo, this is over today. Still doesn't mean he didn't have a hand in this. It just means no one's getting prosecuted for anything.
Well, no matter what, this all feels, I don't know what to believe because it all feels very shady. Like, there's still so many questions. And even right now, as I'm reading up on the charges being dropped, like, they're not saying anything as to why. Like, all we have is a statement from Jussie's legal team just basically saying, yeah, like, you know, he was villainized and this is what happens and he can't wait to get back to work and his life. Like, you know, he's innocent kind of thing. And it's just, I still have questions. Like, it feels fishy to me. Like, why would they just drop it with no reasoning right now?
Mm-hmm. My conspiracy theory is that as Chicago PD was going and getting evidence in this, trying to prove Jussie Smollett faked this whole thing, they probably did something illegal to be able to get evidence. And because of that one thing, you knew you were going to get thrown out. The case was going to get thrown out because they got exposed. That's my conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they can no longer probably prosecute him. But we still don't know. And I don't know if anybody will ever know, except Jussie Smollett and the alleged two dudes that were there, if he really got jumped and hurt because it was a hate crime, or if it was a setup. I don't think we'll ever know, guys.
Yeah, here's the weird thing, too, that we have to remember is that the facts are he does know these two guys that admitted to jumping him. So
the brothers, right?
The brothers.
They got him on camera buying rope and red hats.
That's
and all
that. Facts. So how do we explain that?
So I think it just comes down to what can you prove in a court of law? And clearly they didn't have enough evidence to prove that Jussie orchestrated this faking of it. They could prove that he knows the guys. They could prove that the guys bought the stuff. But they dropped charges against those guys to have them cooperate. But can they actually prove that Jussie set that up, right? And so, like, I think the Chicago PD went hard in public and hard because they were hoping for a confession. Because they were hoping Jussie would confess, and that's why he had 16 counts, that maybe he could plead down to a couple counts, but he didn't, and his lawyers stood strong, and the DA and the judge were like, yeah, we got nothing.
Right, because they even went as far as doing 16 counts for every single lie he mentioned, instead of just doing one count. Can't wait to hear from you. Why do you believe? What's your theory as to why the prosecution dropped the charges?
This is the next episode of Empire is what's happening right now.
Legit.
Like, literally, that's what it feels like.
We're in it and we're not getting paid for it.
Terrence Howard, you monster.
Cookie, where you at?
I know.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. What is your theory? Why did the charges all of a sudden get dropped in Jussie Smollett's case of him allegedly faking and staging his whole attack?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Albert from Gardena, why do you believe the charges were dropped against Jussie Smollett?
Bad police work, period.
Are you in law enforcement by any chance, Albert?
No, I'm not. I'm a physical therapist by profession.
Oh, okay. Cool. No, you sounded kind of legit, bro. You know what I'm saying? The way
he's like, I'm not part of law enforcement, but I've been tangentially involved.
Can't get into too much detail. So bottom line, you think Chicago PD did something shady to try to get some evidence, and because of that, the case was going to be thrown out? Is that basically it?
Exactamente.
I'm with you on that, bro. So ultimately, do you believe Jussie Smollett staged this hate crime?
I think so, but he got away because of bad police work.
Albert, appreciate you listening, my man. You should look into getting in the law, bro. You sound legit.
All right, have a good day, guys.
He's like neighborhood consultant.
Jasmine from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you believe, what's your theory as to why the charges got dropped in the Jussie Smollett case of allegedly him staging this whole attack?
What I think is the brothers had some kind of beef with him. They planned it, they orchestrated it, and once they figured it out, they couldn't do anything because they already had immunity for agreeing to comply or to, you know, help them with their investigation. But he didn't actually orchestrate it. It was the brothers.
Gotcha.
But for what?
Maybe they had a beef. Maybe he was kind of a jerk on set, or maybe he owed them, I don't know, some
or someone
kind
else
of...
Also, them?
Also, he is, one of the brothers was his personal trainer, so maybe the whole plan was, we'll jump him in the streets, he's been getting threatened, and then all of a sudden he's going to be back in the gym next week trying to bulk up.
Maybe, or maybe he was just kind of a jerk. He's kind of a he's always crying about everything, and they decided to do it.
Well, he's crying about everything in the show Empire. Not in real life. He's actually had a pretty private personal life and very chill. That's why it was so surprising. So, Jasmine, you're saying that the two Nigerian brothers legit attacked Jussie Smollett, and their defense behind it was, no, he hired us to do it. He orchestrated it all, and Chicago PD believed them instead of Jussie?
Yeah, and I mean, and the video of them buying the stuff, it doesn't prove, like they said, it doesn't prove Jussie orchestrated it. It means the brothers did it. They could have done that. That's why they have him on video. What? They had access to him.
If that is true, which it could be, because, like, you know, the facts are, we do know that they were there, you know, and that they were buying the stuff that, that was at the scene. I feel like there's got to be something bigger, a bigger part to the story, like someone else is involved or they were paid. There's got to be more to it that we just don't know.
Maybe they weren't paid. Maybe they were owed money because he did pay them money. He was the trainer. Maybe he wasn't happy with them, fired him. Maybe he didn't pay him the
You also did bring up a point that, and I think Chicago PD blew it on this one. They gave these homeboys immunity from the jump to testify against. It almost sounds like Chicago was trying to coerce these brothers into just, like, verifying every detail the cops thought was the true story.
Because you got to remember this.
Exactly.
Jasmine, I think you're onto something because I think Chicago PD had beef with Jussie Smollett from the get when he didn't want to give up his cell phone.
That's right.
Because they're like, yo, show us your cell phone. Were you really talking to your manager when you got attacked, so on and so forth? And allegedly, Jussie didn't want to give up his cell phone because God knows what else he has in there. Videos, pictures that he didn't want to get leaked, you know?
Right, right.
And if you look at the history, you can't really trust Chicago PD.
No, so, exactly. And those brothers, they knew. LAPD says, or Chicago PD says, hey, you agree with us, you get immunity, they get off scot-free.
Jasmine, appreciate you listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We may never find out, guys, the truth.
I mean, they're sealing the records. I don't think they want to tell us anyway.
The only person that knows the truth is that Subway sandwich that he bought that night.
Wasn't even a sandwich!
No one buys a sandwich at 2:30 in the morning when it's freezing out.
Was it a breakfast?
I do if I've been out drinking.
Do you have been out drinking? It's negative 25 degrees. You ain't doing
that. She's like, when I drink, I do it.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
How did this dude almost get away with stealing $122 million from Google and Facebook? Skills. Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Brian's going to break it down in the dumb story of the day.
Yeah, me dumb.
And this one goes out to both the billing departments of Google and Facebook. And this dude from Lithuania, Evaldis Ramasakis.
Pretty good, bro. Sakis.
Now, I might be missing a syllable in the middle of that last name, but Ramasakis sounds pretty legit to me. So what happened was he's been charged with U.S. wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. And he admitted he stole $99 million from Facebook and $23 million from Google between 2013 and 2015.
Wow.
This is what he was doing.
Okay.
He was just sending invoices for services rendered and things purchased to both Google and Facebook that he was not rendering nor creating.
Just legit shooting emails off with an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Google and Facebook billing department weren't really looking too much into it.
Oh my God.
And they would just wire him the money.
That's right. They were like, oh, here's an invoice. And they just send it. And like he had legit PO, purchase order numbers and stuff like that. So clearly he had an invoice from both of those companies. He was able just to like counterfeit and make it look like this is the invoice that they want, the format that they want. Now, here's the thing. I almost think it's genius just to start submitting invoices to big companies that you don't work for and just like say, hey, I spent 5 hours researching stuff on Google and I'm going to give you guys my results. $80.
See what happens, bro. Because that wouldn't be against the law, right?
I think you could submit invoices for stuff, right?
Chelsea?
Yeah, I think it's probably against the law.
Hey, Chelsea, talk us out of this idea that we're going to do.
Not a great idea.
What if in the fine print you say, actually, this is just a donation?
Yeah. Or what if in the fine print we say, we're going to do this for a radio bit and see if you guys will pay us money? Now, I think the thing, this is where it went wrong for him. He was fraudulently claiming to be a company out of Taiwan called Quanta Computer Incorporated that they do actually work with. So technically he was lying, saying he worked with them. I just think it'd be dope if Brian Moot Industries there just sent Facebook an invoice for all the time I've wasted on Facebook, and I'm just chalking it up to like opposition research, or you know what, I'm just making sure these Russians haven't climbed back into the Facebook collusion game, and I'm going to send them a time bill of them for my hours.
Chelsea's all for it, right? Chelsea, you should definitely try it.
You know, I'm curious what would happen if Brian would do that. I'm curious to see how that story plays out, so go for it.
Chelsea's like, I don't know if it's illegal, but give it a shot.
You could be on with us from jail. That'd be dope.
My one call.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We got the Dopest Moment Award going out right now to Dodger Stadium's kitchen.
Oh, no.
And our 13-year-old immature minds.
Oh, no. Today's been a roller coaster.
Some new food, though, going down at Dodger Stadium. See if you guys approve. You can try the Monster 16 and a half inch going yard sausage.
What?
No manches, bro.
Who doesn't, and a half inches, who doesn't want to try to take 16 and a half inches of sausage?
Sounds like a heartburn for sure.
We'll leave that right there. Also,
I threw it out there for that.
Try a new pineapple stuffed Dodger sausage. Really on the sausage game this year.
Wow.
And the vegan life, Chelsea.
What? I'm here. I'm all yours.
They're going to be offering a
18-inch vegan sausage. Oh, do you want it, Chelsea?
It's a lot to handle. I think I should get the dopest moment for having to deal with your guys' immaturity, also, to be quite honest.
Wow. At the end of that, it sounded like you have experience.
You are a jealous.
Well, it's like, well, how much more do you say? I knew that if I kept talking, I was going to dig myself into a hole.
That's true.
I mean, there's no
way to talk about sausage in length and not have become a 12-year-old.
He said sausage in length.
You know. Like,
we didn't even get to the girth of these sausages.
Oh,
get out of here, bro. No.
How big are the buns?
Oh, gosh.
Why? We're not proud. We're not
Madge
proud of that
did
moment.
This. Madge did this to us.
On that note, happy birthday to our boss, Kevin Weatherly.
Oh, shoot.
Or should I say after this break, Xbox?
Xbox.
We've got a 16-inch vegan sausage for you, Kevin.
Oh, God.
What? We can all. It's a party sausage. We can all share.
That's just getting worse.
Just put your keys in the bowl.
Party platter. Okay. Who wants...
Jesse Ortiz coming up next. Don't know if we'll be back tomorrow, but either way, it's been nice. Thank you, guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even...
Yo, it was vegan, bro.
A vegan sausage.
It's healthier for you. All 16 inches.
Oh. We out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.